Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Brachos 57, still talking about a lot of dreams. The Gemara talks about different things. If you see this in your dream, this is what happens. If this happens in your dream, this is what happens. Again, I'm not a posik or anything. I'm on the fence about dreams and their significance, and obviously in the Gemara's times there's much more credence to it nowadays, I'm not sure, but like we talked about yesterday, what you keep in mind is what you dream about. And then the Gemara cites something interesting. Everything in the Gemara is interesting, but this point to focus on, the Gemara cites a braisa, so there are five sayings in connection with an ox in a dream. If one dreams that he eats of its meat, he will become rich. If an ox has gored him, he will have sons who will contend together in the study of Torah. If an ox bit him, sufferings will come upon him. If it kicked him, he will have to go on a long journey. If he rode upon one, he will rise to greatness. For me, the idea here, I feel like every aspect of every animal, every creature, every insect, every person has what to contribute and what to learn from. Pirkei Avos teaches in Dalet Aleph, one of the best farm. Again, we have a show about that on Sheer Enjoyment, the PAL, and also it's on Anchor. But Pirkei Avos has much to teach us, and it says, Ezehu chacham halomed mikol adam. Who is wise? He who learns from everyone and learns from everything, especially those things around him. They say from an ant you can learn hard work. It carries like 10 times its weight. From a lion you could see how to be the king of the jungle, and from a spider you could see persistence, because they weave the web over weeks and weeks and weeks, like Charlotte's web, Havdil, and everything could teach us something. So here the ox, we should try to be as strong as an ox, and we should try to be rich like an ox, because its meat seems rich, and we should make sure that we realize if someone gets hit by an animal, that's a type of peron, a type of suffering we should never know upon things like that, but we should realize that everything comes from Hashem, and we should realize to learn from everything around us, to try to have the different traits, just like Pirkei Avos also says, we should be strong like an Aria lion, and be swift like an eagle, to do the will of our Father in heaven. So all animals and all things have what to teach us. Dreams have elements that could teach us for sure. Again, on the fence about the full significance of it, of course the Gemara thinks it is very much so, and just like animals and different people can teach us different things, and that's how a chacham could become, so too we should be able to do that and implement it into our life to use our qualities as best possible to make the world a better place. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 58 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.